Unspoken is a podcast by Awino Awiti. It aims to take its listeners on a personal development journey where she talks about real life topics and stories that are often not talked about. So sit down, get comfortable, and sip, is it your tea or coffee? And let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to also interact with us on our socials at Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti on all social media platforms.
Hello, 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 guys. Welcome to another episode of Unspoken. This is episode 18. My name is Awino Awiti, and as you know, if it's Tuesdays, it's Atika. So Atika is a segment where I sit down with guests from different walks of life, and then just have dope conversations with them. So today, I have a guest. I have an awesome guest. I'll just let her introduce herself.
Hi guys. So my name is Emily Nene. I'm a YouTuber, content creator, that is what I'll say. And yeah, what else should I say about myself? That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh, she's a YouTuber. Content creation. So just how did you become a content creator? You know, at some point, this is what we're gonna say, content creation. Yeah, too. People think you're doing it for fun. So what inspired you to become a YouTuber?
Well, what inspired me to become a YouTuber? Ilikuwa, well, nuna yele time ya COVID, 2020. So, 2020 ilikuwa like ile time ya just sitting at home. And by then, that's when watu walianza kuona social media has, it's a way that watu naweza pata pesa and it pays. So, hiyo time nikaanza kufikiria. Emily, I've been doing drama in theater since I'm a student in Maseno University. And so, nami nakuanga confident. And I want my life out there. I want to inspire people by the things I do and make them also learn in one or another. So, I guess, and also had friends who already saw that in me. So, waliniambia, Emily, please do this. And because you're always free out there. Yeah, siati unongezea mavitu, siju unaovadua manini. It's all about you. Yeah.
Oh, nice. But unisikia, umemention, like, you know, when you're on YouTube or maybe social media, or if you're a content creator, I'm a social media influencer, you know, basically you're putting your life out there for people to see.
Yes.
How does it feel?
Myself, I'm okay with that. And actually, nakuwa nimeambia hadi my old mom, usisikia vitu zingine ukafikiria, maybe, okay, out there, once you put your life out there, you have to accept that utaletwa vitu maybe zenye hujaifanya, there's cloud chasing, and you have to ukusha accept, this is what I really want to do. So hadi ukipatana na vitu zingine, you're like, wah, so hapo ndio wamefikisha vitu. So me, myself, I'm okay with that. Nisha put my guts there. I'm ready.
You're ready for anything, because anything happens. But it's a nice nini, because me, I always see like social media or content creation is a good platform to do something good and money, you like it, and also it's fun, yeah, something it's you fun. Enjoy doing. Yeah. Yeah, and it pays you, so it's so nice. Ah, that's so awesome. So, you'd like to be famous someday. Just famous.
That is my prayer, like my daily prayer. Yeah. Either famous, sijui difference inakuwa gani between being famous and popular. But either way, either nikakuwa popular or famous, I really want to be famous. Yeah.
You can be popular for a bad reason. So I think famous is it? I'm popular, I don't know. So, So your journey, how has your journey been on YouTube? Like, when you grow, what type of content you put out there?
No, okay. So my journey, I started YouTube really serious 2021. And ilikuwa kitu ilikuwa, as in, I had this thought, nataka kufanya YouTube then, nakata, like, unajigia tukuna ile push, but tena mwili haitaki kufanya. The first video that I uploaded was on December. Ile nifanya tu intro video, this is Emily doing this and this. And I said, mainly the content that I do fashion, I also do beauty, na travel vlogs, and mostly lifestyle. Because the way I live my life, I believe kuna mtu mwingine anaishi the same life, ni venye haezi. Haezi bring it out, because pia nimepata yo platform ya kushow out people what I do. I feel it's a good thing. So my journey, sijakuwa ile consistent since early January, that was 2022. Kumekuwa na hizo for there you have to be project ziko hapo, so I've not been that consistent. But praying to God that nikifika to every home, I'll be consistent. I'll give my people, my fans out there, what they really deserve, the best.
So thank you. That's awesome. Your subscribers.
Yeah, man, though,
Utaambia later your YouTube channel watu waende wa check out your content. So how do you get ideas for your content? Like, you know, so lifestyle, travel. Yeah. How do you get those ideas? Like, so today I want to do this.
Most of the ideas I can get from Pinterest. I also watch the other YouTubers when you're nafanya the same fields, because I believe hadi oh, kila mtu upata, you learn from others. So nikiona umse alifanya hivi, then I can be authentic in my own way. Yeah, alifanya hivi, let me do it when Emily would have done it. So that is where I get my ideas from. Zingine zinakuja tu kwa akili. Maybe nifikiria leo nafaa kushoot, maybe nikifanya street foods, hiyo imekuja tu kwa akili. So I just go out there and do it. Sometimes they're from the head.
Nice, yeah. Nice. You spoke of YouTubers. Maybe there's a YouTuber ma content creator out there, like you look up to mwenye unapenda content yake, like you love her style, and maybe you'd like to get there someday. Some your mentor.
My mentor. I said right now I have two. The first one was Nairofi. She's a YouTuber. You should also go and subscribe to her channel. Oh, yeah. And the other one is Kim Kardashian. I love her, love her. Yeah. I love the melanin, the way she looks and how she does her work. I love her.
You can see the journey. But the consistency. And the advice goes, if you're doing something, be consistent.
Be consistent. Alafu, don't usione ati nitafanya hii kitu nikishapata simu mpya, kamera, sijui nikiwa kwa nyumba gani, we anza hapo. Hujui hiyo content maybe ndio ita kuuzia, iuze huko nje, then upate hizi vitu. Then utakuwa ushajitengenezea jina.
You start with what you have. Yeah. Start where you are, sindio? Mm. So, maybe there's someone out there listening. Of course, my listeners. Yeah. Usha motivate us. I want to be a YouTuber. Because you know, nowadays, young people, we are so creative.
Yeah.
We are so creative, and there's a lot you can do with that creativity and earn money from it at the same time and impact people. Mm-hmm. So, there's someone out there who's listening. Na amekuwa akitaka kwanza kufungua YouTube channel yake. Lakini he or she is scared. So, mtu atasema nini? Unakumbuka kuna view fly nasemanga mkinana nimeanza YouTube channel usinijudge. So but nowadays your YouTube pays people's bills. People are living luxurious life because of YouTube. Yeah. People work with YouTube brands. Mm-hmm. So how can you advise that person who is scared to start, who is aspiring, wants to start a YouTube channel, ama someone who's already started is growing? What advice can you give?
The one thing about this, what I'll say is that once you start, anza tu. Adi kani ku upload to 1 minute ukisema hi guys, welcome back. Hivo. The minute you start, people will see your potential. And let me tell you guys out there, if you're totally listening, anza na kujibelieve. Believe in yourself, then people will start believing in you. They'll start telling you, I love your content. We should do more of this. Even your motivation in anzanga, by the way. Like, kama bishtengu moja meniambi vialipenda. There are others. Maybe I'm speak on behalf of 10 others or 100 others. So that is how you keep on. So don't start. I'll just tell you, start. Start. And it's never too late.
Yeah. And believe in yourself.
Awesome
stuff. I mentioned earlier about brands. So maybe the brands you'd love to work with, your dream brand that you've worked with, that you'll want to work in the future.
The dream brand that I'll want to work with ni kai. Kuna hizi za nywele, but mainly hizi za mafuta. I want to do skincare. Yeah. Yeah, skincare routines that I'll show people, maybe Dove, maybe in future.
Manifesting.
Dove, Izo too. That will be my dream brand to work with.
Nice stuff. So, you know, in the earlier years when content creation was starting, we had stories where brands used to exploit YouTubers and content creators. Maybe brand, they tell you that, Ati, come and do this for us, or post a story for us, post this, and then it's a platform, so they don't want to pay you. Ama, you post something, and then they give you something in return. So what's your point of view in that?
I believe, from the way I've seen Pia Kina, the people I follow, the YouTubers, that is Kim Kardashian and Kina Nairofi, right now, since 2020, I guess the social media ili change. I know people saw there's the importance of having Instagram, posting your stories out there, your jobs out there, and advertising through the social media platforms. So right now, brands have to pay people, because certainly nikiamka hapo asubuhi nikipost content, yes, it's my time, so you also have to
invested.
Yeah, I've invested a lot, so you have to pay me. But right now, ati mtu akuja niambie, nipostie kitu hapo, ndio, without nothing. we can't work on that. So maybe yo kitambo alikuwa na take it as an advantage because bado social media ama the field had not sold like out there. It was not that out there. And it was not recognizable kabisa kama saizi.
That is true. That is a very sensitive topic in content creation. So brands out there, if you want to work with, because as content creators, it takes a lot from us to just put content out there.
See, fanane na mwingine. You have to be authentic. That is the thing.
You have to be authentic. You take your
creativity.
You take your time to think. You have to be paid because you invest. Invest. You don't copy. You can't copy from anyone. It's yourself. So brands out there, manze, give us what we are doing for because you work hard. So. Another question. What do you like to tell your subscribers in the next coming videos? What can they expect? What can we expect from Emily Nene in future?
First of all, what you'll be expecting is like another new face. I was going to class, and I've never done travel vlogs venye inafa. So be expecting a lot of travel vlogs across the country. So that is one. And also another thing, improvement. Let me tell you guys, earlier on nikianza YouTube, I was not venye niko saizi. But I'm promising you'll see a different me and the growth. Yeah, that is what I'll say.
Yeah. Nice. But then people don't get that. You should start from somewhere and after you learn pole in the process. Yeah. You learn in the process and then in any time you can, you just get una perfect your art.
Yeah.
As a content creator, you're a public figure. Yeah. Because what una kujua, people see your stuff, people see what you do, you motivate someone out there, someone looks up to you. So, you know, as a public figure, you serve as an example. For example, here in Kenya, this year we are in our election year. So, we are about to go for elections in August. You know? And, you know, youth and politics, how youths are the main people affected by politics. Yeah. So, what advice would you like to give people about this politics and politics?
What I'll tell the youth, not just necessarily the politicians on attack, I'm saying like the youth, nisi tunakuanga target. The politicians want to use us, ndio waweze kupata hizo votes and everything. Mainly nasema kuuziwa in what way, like tutatumika kama sisi actors, dancers, tuende kwa hizo rallies, we dance, and maybe if at all you are an MC, you'll be used to ndio waweze kujulikana out there. So what I'll tell you the youth out there, like let's choose the best leader. Eh? Leader mwenye, hata... As in, hana manifestos zenye, as in, leader mwenye akona manifestos zenye zitatuwakia for a good. Sio mseta kuza, maybe for the first 1 year, afanya vitu zetu, then the rest of the 4 years, hatukumbuki, and yet, he reasoned with us before aingia kwa yocha. So let us be so keen on the people that we choose. There are a lot of parties right now. There's the Azimio and the UDA and also Wajakoya. So let's get to... Listen to these people. Then after listening to them, make your decision wisely. And at the end of the day, these people, they are serving us and they're the leaders. Our kids will also want to be listening. Who was the other fifth president? So let's make the best and wise decision as early as right now. Yeah.
Remember, Pio Palimtani, advocate for peace.
Yeah, peace.
During elections and after elections. Piga kura yako, wende nyumbani. Wete maneno mingi. So yeah, awesome stuff. So, I was wondering, since you are a YouTuber, so I was thinking, maybe because now there are a lot of social media platforms, and people have exploited those social media platforms, and people just earn money from almost all of them.
Yeah.
So, are you maybe on TikTok, Instagram, and what do you do over there?
Well, I'm also on TikTok. Well, TikTok pale nafanyanga zile, the lip sync, and also dancing for fun. Pale ni kwa inasemekananga raha jipe mwenyewe and don't be so serious and mature for nothing. Sometimes hizi vitu ndio zinalipa watu pale nje. So do whatever makes you happy. So I'm also in TikTok, I'm also in Instagram. Pale Instagram I post like mainly for the YouTubers. I always like tell them to also follow me on Instagram. Ndio wakua shajua the next vlog itakuwa inahusu nini. Maybe pale nitasema leo I'm going here. So the next vlog they'll also be already aware. Alifanya hii na hii, so let me go and watch now the full vlog of what happened. Also, about even when you're posting the pictures and everything, kwa Facebook, I'm not that active. on, yeah. Snaps tu ni pale tu kutumiana snaps and then we're done. Yeah.
Talking of social media, kidogo tu tuombe sasa your social media accounts, IG, jina zako.
Okay. Where you can find me on all social media platforms, it's at Emily Nene everywhere. Ukienda type Emily Nene, utapatana na my, tinkwata kusema picha. Utapatana tu na mimi, like, I guess there's no any other Emily Nene. Everywhere, TikTok, Emily Nene, usipopata Emily Nene, utapata po Emmy Tots. That's it, everywhere. Yeah.
So guys, Miss Kia from Unspoken here, and then you come subscribe. Once you're finished listening to this episode, kimbia pale YouTube, subscribe Emily Nene, follow on IG and TikTok. Yeah. So, it's time for a game. It's okay. Quiz time. Mm-hmm. 5 under 5. I ask you 5 questions under 5 seconds. You only have 1 second to answer each question.
1 second.
Yeah. Brainstorming. Kwa chonzo. Aya, so, the first one. Mm-hmm. Animal, which animal is known to be man's best friend?
Dog.
Yeah. My guess, my batisha. So, what do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
Guy?
Wait. 1 second, imagine. A pina colada. A pina colada. A cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple. What disease can be caused by a lack of vitamin C?
Nini?
At night blindness.
Short sighted vitamin C. Vitamin C. Ni?
Scurvy. Scurvy. Lack of vitamin C. Scurvy. The fourth question. A dog sweats through which part of its body? A dog sweats through which part of its body? I guess.
See, apa kwa nini? Ini tanga J part.
Shingo.
Ama new couples coming.
I think. Aya, number 5. Which character is known for saying "I'll be back"? A movie. It's a movie. Which character is known for saying "I'll be back"? It's a famous action movie. Hint. It's a famous action movie. Which character is known for saying "I'll be back"?
Nakuja
the wrong. The wrong.
Karibu lakini. Niko karibu. Nani man? Kwaiwan.
TikTok.
You turn your beard.
The Terminator. Ujua, watch Terminator. I'll be back.
So you put a 2 moja. Out of.
Happy day. Put 1. Akiwa a dog will put 1 out of 5. Emily Nene. A dog sets by its paws. Using its paws.
Which part?
Sijui mguu kutinya mguu. The 4 legs. I'm not sure. I'm going to look.
I didn't know about pina colada. At least I've learned. And also scurvy. Yeah, lack of vitamin C. Yeah.
Well,
every day we learn. Oh, we learn.
Well, so I've had fun with this episode.
I've also enjoyed being here. Thank you so much.
So guys, hope Miss Kia follow Emily Nene on YouTube. Go and subscribe. Support her. Watch videos. Follow her on IG. Yeah. Like pale videos ake pale TikTok. And then, sindo, we move. Support yane. So thank you for listening to this episode. It was an honor.
Yeah, I loved it here.
I'll call you back again when to celebrate 1,000 subscribers. When you celebrate, when you hit 1,000K, 1K, I'll be there. When you hit, 5K, we celebrate. Alafu 10K, alafu 50K, alafu 100K. 100K, unapanga ile silver nini? Yeah. I'll call you again.
Thank you.
And thanks for showing up to Unspoken. Guys, that was it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode better than last one. So bye. I guess I'll see you on the next one. Bye.